A conversation with Jared Secundo about his hunting season this year. I learned and liked a lot his philosophy about what happened. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I got a deer and an elk. Not necessarily anything to brag about this year. I had some problems with my scope during deer season, so I missed out on a pretty good buck. And, I mean, got it all squared away, bought a new scope, and got it all squared away, and was able to get a little 2x2 just to salvage it after I had missed the big one. So,
how many guys have you heard that, A, missed the big one, or on the water, missed the big one? I mean, that's pretty common in hunting and fishing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now you got to roll with the punches, I guess. And I guess over time, you know, you realize that you'll get your chances, you know, as long as you put the time in, it'll all come together with time, you know. But yeah, this season really kind of got me. I think it was a pretty good buck that I missed. You know, it would have been the biggest one I ever got. So, but I was able to salvage it, and it was a pretty good eating animal I ended up getting. So I was happy with it.
What I heard from you that I liked a lot was, yeah, you didn't get a trophy buck, but you eat what you kill. The old cliche, you eat what you kill. And that's what, to me, makes an honest hunter and a real hunter is someone who harvests and eats what they harvest.
Yep.
Good hunter, better guy. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.